Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Gina's on the line. Good evening, Gina.
Hello.
Hello, Gina.
I know who this Gina is.
When I rang up, I was like, it's Gina from Periscope, which probably means absolutely nothing to you. But yeah, it's Gina.
Gina was one of our love bombs, like, from the very first. Gina got a new car 4 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Don't pretend like you remember.
I do vaguely. We haven't done that many love bombs, maybe like a dozen. And you
it was
were,
like 4 years ago, to be fair.
But you were delightful, weren't you? Because we only tend to pick people that are delightful.
Well, you thought so. I listened to it back today, 4 years after it being recorded, and thought I sounded very miserable.
Oh. It was a weird situation, though. You were on Periscope talking to, like, maybe 2-3 people.
No,
and then all of a sudden you got one.
It was one. I do remember it was one.
Yeah, she got barraged.
Yeah. 4 years later, have you? What is this? You want your money back? What? You're suing us for emotional emotional bullying? Well, how are you, Gina? How have the last 4 years been?
Different. Shall we just say, as I'm sure it has been for everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of the things have changed. I've still got my car though, which is exciting.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. 4 years ago, man, that must have been one of the first ones we did then, Kath, because.
Yeah,
we've only been here just over four years and a couple of months.
Yeah,
really? See, I'd feel a bit ashamed to say I'd never heard of talk radio before that happened. But my best friend, who's now moved to Australia, he heard of it and he got wind of it and he was going nuts. He's like, I listen to him, Lee, every single night. I can't believe he's been on it. The one night that I've not listened to it, I'm like, oh, I think you've missed it. You've missed my debut now.
Oh, how funny! So your friend listens in Australia. Wow.
Yeah, he's moved.
He
deserted me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how are you? Are you observing the lockdown rules, Gina, or are you being naughty and having barbecue parties in the street?
Do you know what? We've not had one person round to our house. I've been really strict because I live with my parents still, and they're both, you know, getting on a bit. and I've been the only person to go out and do the shopping and come straight home, and obviously hand sanitizing my hands all the time and whatever, all this. But no, none of us have been out anywhere. And even now it's been lifted, I think, personally, I think it's too soon. But I don't plan to go out anywhere until I know there's, like, nobody dying. Do you know what I mean?
No. I've got no inter... Why would I want to go shopping? Why would anyone want to go... Why would you want to go to Nando's, IKEA and horse racing? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No. It blows my mind because I just think... Yes, fair enough, we've never had anything like this before, but you're safer inside than you are outside. And in all fairness, what's out there that you can't get inside on the internet? Because we were so privileged to have all this, dare I use that P word right now.
Yeah.
we're so privileged to have the internet and all these different things that we've got. Like, we don't actually need to go outside. Yeah, maybe for, like, mental health reasons and all that, but actually we've all got gardens. The sun's out. We've been very blessed with the weather, so... There's just different ways around it, I think.
Gina, is there any reason that you are calling in, or is it just... And I'm not, you know, this isn't... I hope this doesn't sound... Or are you just phoning up to say hello? What I'm saying is do you have a point? No, that sounds really rude. Why have you called up, Gina? What the hell do you want?
Talking to. No, Kath actually told me to ring up for a catch-up, but I was chickening out, actually. I was going to think, now I've got my uni deadlines to finish, and I wasn't going to ring up, but then you started talking about fear.
Yeah.
And the degree that I'm going to be finishing in 9 days is a psychology degree, and I couldn't help but pick up on what you were saying, because I was like, I'm not going to analyse you, don't worry.
Do me a free one.
But the fact that you've openly talked about fear, like something, I saw it on a meme years ago, which sounds really sad, but there's like two meanings fear, as in like it's one letter stands for each thing, and it's either forget everything and run or face everything and rise.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me like forever, and I think fear is a very normal thing in every single person every day, and the fact that you spoke about it openly as a 40-something-year-old man, however you said how old you are.
Yeah, 47 next week, Jesus.
Ah, you don't look it.
Here we go. Yes, this is what we want from the callers, flattery.
But yeah, I think it's really good that you spoke about it, because it happens to every single person, and I think not a lot of people realise it the way you've said you sort of realised it recently. So,
and another one of those which I like is false evidence appearing real. And and it's true, you know, the everything I've been afraid of, apart from, you know, I've not been in too many actual situations where I could die if I make the wrong decision. I've been in a couple, but most things, you know, the worst that's going to happen is someone is going to say no to you. That's all it is, really. The worst that could happen is someone says no. And to have spent so long being terrified of different variations of that, and not only really being aware of it on Sunday when I saw all these people and went, oh, I can spot a pattern here. When you say you're studying psychology, what is it you want to do?
I actually think I want to go into social work now with children.
Okay. Yeah.
Because without the sound of feeling like I'm playing my own violin, didn't have a great childhood. Lots of people that don't have a great childhood, and I think, how can I word this delicately? Let's just say I think damaged children grow up to be damaged children in adult bodies.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that needs to be targeted so that we have less broken adults and less broken children.
If you can use... I do think if we can use any difficulties, and I'm using that term very, very loosely, that we may have encountered in our past life to benefit others, then it's the difficulties have almost been worthwhile, almost, because some of the difficulties are horrendous. I tell you why I'm asking is because I'm really considering jacking all this in at some point and studying psychology and counselling and becoming a counsellor. That's where I want to go. I think that's the direction that I'm heading in. And I've written to a university and they've not got back, so I've got to chase them up tomorrow. Annabelle Giles keeps promising she's going to write to me and she never does. And I was just curious, are you finishing 9 days?
Yeah, we had 2 week extensions because of all this COVID nonsense. And I've got another deadline due on the 4th and then another one on the 9th and then that's it. But I would honestly say go for it.
Thank you.
Do it, because a lot of people that want to do sort of that sort of thing think, oh, it's going to make me fix me. And it obviously doesn't make you feel like you're fixing yourself, but you learn so much about yourself that actually you didn't even know. And then obviously you can take that on anyway with your own personal experience to help other people. And I think that's one of the best things in the world that you can do. So.
Yeah. Hey, nice one, Gina. Keep listening and keep calling. It's really nice to talk to you.
I'll have a catch up in another 4 years.
Are you still periscoping?
I'm not, no. I was saying this to Kath earlier. I was messaging her on Instagram. I said I've come off Twitter for like a year after that. I've not been on it because it's just filled with rubbish.
Good. No, I think it's the right decision. It's horrible. It's horrible. Nice to talk to you. Best of luck. Let us know how it goes, you know, when you finish.
Yeah, and you. And I think you should go for it, so yeah.
Nice one. Thank you, Gina. Take care. Really lovely to hear from you. Thanks a lot. 0344 499 1000. Let's have a quick break. This is Talk Radio.
Online, on DAB and on a Talk Radio app. Many of these businesses will need to operate in new ways to ensure they're safe. Talk Radio. Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Arlene. Good evening, Arlene.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Good evening, Arlene. What can we do for you tonight?
I have two things.
Yes?
One is your little quiz. Your verbs and still one word.
Oh, yeah, words...
Yeah,
the words that say what they do. The only two examples we've got so far are hang gliding and football.
Right. I don't really understand football.
Well, it's a ball that you kick with your foot. Your foot, excuse me. It's a football.
But I have wristwatch.
No. Because you don't watch a watch. If it was arm timepiece, first of all, it's a thing. It doesn't really count. It's got to be a verb. But also, it would be like arm time machine.
Right. What about sleepwalking?
Um,
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that was mine.
Let's hang on. Let's bring Barry from Watford in. Good evening, Barry.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, Harry. Am I here still?
Are you what?
Am I still on the line?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm talking to Barry.
Very much so, my darling.
Barry, you know what? You are like one of my characters in the bars I have worked in Manchester.
Well, I may well have been into one of those, but never mind a character.
Oh, just one of my... I only worked in bars where I had characters, and you just sound so much like one of them. It's a joy to speak to you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Did you hear that, Ian? Isn't that lovely? Thank you, my darling. And can I say...
Yes, I heard her say that you sound like a boring old drunk who goes around groping barmaids.
No.
Yes, that's what I heard. No. A boring old drunk in a crappy pub, staffed by losers.
That was never proven, and you know it.
And I once did cassettes, recorded things on cassette. And
cassettes recorded things on cassette.
Yeah, on cassette. And Harry did it, and one was
Harry,
a chatline girl.
Who's Harry?
My Harry.
You're Harry.
Yeah, he used to come in from nursing and record these completely mad.
Does anyone know what's going on? Tell you what, me and Kath are going to just sit out of this. You and Barry have a chat about Harry.
Okay. So Harry used to come in from his night shift nursing and was so wired that he invented these crazy things on tape.
Right.
And one was Adventures of a Chatline Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, she was called Nipple White.
Nipple White?
Nipple White.
Nipple White?
Nipple White.
Nipples White?
Nipple White, yeah. And we played it
white.
In the bar, Cathedral Arches in Manchester, and the manager didn't realise how rude it was, and he shut it off on the speakers inside, but it was on a continuous tape and played all night outside.
Is it, just to get it straight, is it nipples?
Nipple as in your N-I-P-P-L-E-L-E.
No, it's the singular, it's not the two nipples, just the one nipple.
No, just one Nipple White.
Nipple White,
and
yeah.
And she had adventures, and yeah, she used to climb ladders and go into men's bedrooms and such.
Oh, like. Goodness me. I call my Margaret's nipples wide. Because you've got
white.
Very, very wide areola around her nipples.
Indeed.
Very wide, you know.
That's
nipples
it,
wide.
Right. You've got it.
Yeah, well, she's got it. She's got two of them, but they're very wide.
I would have loved to have served you behind when I was working as a barmaid. I would have loved to have served you.
Oh, well, that's ever so lovely. Remind me of your name again.
Arlene.
Arlene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Oh, indeed, I have had that sung to me many a time.
Oh, you are rather lovely.
Oh, you are so exceedingly fantastic.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Have you been listening to the show a long time? Or?
My sister got me into it whenever Robin Asquith was a guest.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, lovely. He done Confessions of a Window Cleaner, didn't he?
Yes, I have seen his bare bum at a festival.
You've seen his bare bum?
He dropped his pants to a load of guys and I appeared at the right time and I followed him round with this record, but that was quite...
Did he pull his trousers up as you followed him around?
Well, no, he said he dreamt about me all night with this record and, yeah, it was...
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Yeah.
Je t'aime. Voulez-vous
coucher avec moi? Oh, you are a genius, Mr. Barry.
Oh, you are lovely.
Oh, you too.
Arlene. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
Come on, Bully Boo.
Bully Boo.
Bully Boo is the man. Big nipples.
Yeah, nipples wide.
Okay, that's enough of the nipple. Goodbye, Arlene. Thank you very much indeed. Barry, words with you, please. Why are you turning this into a nipple fest?
I couldn't hear what she was saying. I didn't know if it was singular, whether it was wide or white. I couldn't hear very well.
Okay. Sorry. You had to carry on. You had to keep banging on about nipples. You heard nipples.
Probing her nipples.
It wasn't really. You know, nipples on her lips was rather nice.
She did say that she hoped she'd get to serve you from behind one day. So that
she
was.
She did say that, didn't she?
She did say that. She had a little
Irish twinkle, she had, didn't she?
I don't know. I didn't see that. Have you
seen? No, I didn't see that much. It's nice to have you back.
You're saying Kath is crap? She's my best mate.
Well, you didn't ring me up last week. I noticed that.
Hello there, caller.
Good evening, Barry.
Hello, Barry from Watford's here.
How can we help you, sir?
Yes. I was wondering what happened to the lovely lady last week who was on. I didn't phone her because I don't know whether she wanted me to phone in. But she was ever so good.
You mean Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello. Yes. Hello, this is Ian. I just wondered why you didn't phone Catherine last week.
Well, I wasn't sure whether she wanted to hear from me. I will do it in future.
You better.
Charming, isn't it? Hello? Hello there. Come in.
Hello, I'd like to make a complaint.
Oh, yes, certainly. Let me just get a piece of paper to write down. What's your name, please?
Big ones.
White nipples. And what's the complaint?
Please, that you're racist on air, talking about white nipples.
Wide
white nipples, please.
Well, I think we're going to go now because none of this has made any sense.
Oh, that's a criteria for your calls, is it?
I didn't realise that was ever a factor.
Here's the thing. I had Catherine in tears last week. This is actually a true story, and I just want to share this for a moment. I had Catherine in tears last week after every show, and I said, what's wrong? And she was devastated because it's hard work doing this show. We pour a lot of ourselves into it. She was devastated that you did not call up. Yeah. The implication being you didn't have any interest in raising her spirits and keeping them up
or her
wide white nipples.
Mm.
And
I'll keep those up if I can. Yeah.
Okay. Away you go.
Darling, if you're a bit down, of course I'll phone you, all right? Hello?
You know what I'd like to see? You know the picture of, there's an album cover of Janet Jackson where she's topless and there's a man stood behind her acting as her brassiere and he's holding
her nudges
up.
Yep.
Yeah. I would like to see you two create that because you've got big hands,
Barry. I'll hold his.
You hold my boobs. You won't get your hands round mine. They're that big. Blimey. Oh, hello.
Goodbye, caller. Thank you for your call.
Bosom.
Thank you. Pussy. No, what? Sorry.
What?
No.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. He's gone. 0344-499-1000. Let's go. What a terrible call that was. Let's go to Paul.
Oh, good evening, lady gentlemen.
Hello, man.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah.
Hello,
man.
How are you doing?
Not too bad today. Been enjoying the sun in the garden. And, yes.
Nice weather. Lovely weather. Are you sleeping any better? You were struggling with sleep, weren't you?
It's all randomly punctuated with waking up for visits to the toilet and early morning, late night Animal Crossing sessions. So,
it's
a bit all over the place.
I believe June is wedding month.
It is, yeah.
Have you bought the furniture? I'm in this conversation because I had it with an 8-year-old who said, "Daddy, June is wedding month. Have you bought the furniture for the wedding yet?"
I haven't even started. I'm gonna get onto that by the time while I'm listening to Daryl Morris.
And what about the guy? I think his name is Jed or Red, who turns up on a boat every now and then and sells art. Have you had any dealings with him?
Oh yes.
Oh, he's a confidence man.
Yes, I have to warn you. His artwork is generally forgeries, Paul.
Indeed, yes. You have to be very diligent and scrutinise the paintings for anomalies.
Okay, all right, good. I just wanted you to know that, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy wedding month on Animal Crossing the video game.
I shall do.
Oh, dear.
Your son came to my daughter's island today and she bought him a pair of shades.
Oh, that's nice. I honestly, it's so not the kind of game I would like to play, but I really enjoy. I get updates from my 8-year-old. I tell you what, we were playing at the weekend, Paul. And again, I don't like the Minecraft games, but this is kind of in the family, but it's not really like them. Minecraft Dungeons. Have you ever played? Do you ever play back in the day Gauntlet?
No.
Which was, there were four characters, a wizard, a sexy lady warrior, a man warrior, and a thief or something. I don't know what they were. And you basically had to go through these kind of like dungeons and get keys and stuff like that and kill all the demons. Yeah. It's kind of like a more up-to-date version of that. Mm. And it's bloody good. And me and the 8-year-old, we, at one point, I said, "Oh, this looks good. Let me have a go on this." And he loved it. And you can have up to four players. And I said, well, we played 5 minutes and went, right, just pause it. We're getting the beanbags out. We're having a gaming session. This is good. And we played it for like an hour and a half, just sat there. And we were laughing. And, oh, it was a real joy. Exactly what a good multiplayer video game should be. Yeah. We were laughing and we were encouraging each other. And I was going, quick, revive me. Oh, we had so much fun. It was only about 16 quid as well. Loved it.
Fabulous.
Anyway, what can we do for you this evening?
Well, it was the talk about racism and whatnot that pressed my button again. So I thought I'd call in and just offer my tuppence worth. My path has been different to most because for those who don't know, I am a black-skinned man. I'm a dark-skinned gentleman.
That's how my mum would describe you. Well, he was a dark-skinned gentleman, but he was very nice.
Yeah, not and, but. Yeah.
But he was very nice.
Yes, well, for some it is that way, unfortunately.
Yeah. Of course it is.
You know, my mum worked very hard. I probably mentioned this before, but, you know, she was insistent on sending both me and my sister to private school. And she gave us a hard time. We had to work hard. We were, you know, we were under it because we had to do better in order to achieve the same result, as she put it.
Yeah.
But, you know, while I was listening to the gentleman who called earlier, I was reminded of one somewhat bizarre incident. I'd been doing some recording with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra down in Poole, and I'd been let out early because my particular part had been covered already. And I was just wandering around the shops, and this senior gentleman walked up to me, and with the most extraordinary bile and disgust, had no reason to pick on me other than the colour of my skin, just looked at me and said, why don't you go and get a job? And then just walked off. Mm. And it's strange, but, you know, that still touches me today. As I tell this story, my pulse is racing slightly. I feel a bit upset and agitated because, you know, I mean, it's superficially, it's nothing at all. But I was walking down the street, minding my own business, about to do some shopping to spend some of the ridiculous amount of money I earned for playing not very much. And this guy sees a black person and walks up to me and accuses me of being unemployed and a layabout and a this and a that. Mm. And And this, for me, is only the starting point. And, you know, fortunately for many of us human beings, we will not have to live a life where this basic level of judgment is a thing that you have to deal with in any kind of shape or form. I think that I have been extraordinarily fortunate in my career path, but notwithstanding that, you know, I have come across difficulties myself. But I really do think that I am, well, for want of a better expression, one of the lucky ones.
Mm.
But, you know, I've been, well, whether you choose to call it the victim, or I've been the subject of tokenism, which, as far as I'm concerned, for the most part, has been to my advantage.
When you say tokenism, you mean getting a job so that they have a black face so they can say, well, we've got a black guy here?
Not necessarily getting a job, but being chosen for conspicuous events where the press are present.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because I tick a box.
Mm.
I won't go into that because that's a can of worms. But I tick a box. Because, you know, I'm in a profession that's predominantly Caucasian.
Mm. My heart breaks watching what's going on around the world, and you know, you'd have to be made of, I was going to say, tough stuff. You'd have to be made of something to not be heartbroken by the pain and the frustration and the anger that is being expressed. And America is still a racist country. It's odd to think that, you know, segregation, it happened in America within living memory.
Yeah.
It was happening in the 60s.
Yeah.
I remember Paul McCartney, the Beatles, playing America in 65 or 64. And they found out that the gig they were going to play in Dallas or somewhere was going to be segregated. And there's a really interesting interview with Paul McCartney going, but I didn't get it. All of my heroes were black. They were black musicians. And I didn't get it. And they refused to play unless it was desegregated, you know, which was a big thing at the time. And that was just over 50 years ago, you know, that was happening in America. And they're a long way off healing and recovering from their past of slavery and segregation. They're a long way off. And then when you have a president who is a racist, there's no debate around it. And if you are defending him and claiming he's not a racist, well, then I would suggest, dear listener, that you need to have a look at your attitudes towards people of colour. He is a racist, and he has incited violence against black people, particularly with his "when the looting starts, the shooting starts" nonsense. And that has empowered. That's empowered these cops that killed this guy. That has empowered. And a lot of the cops, by the way, are doing really good work and have come out and spoken out against that murderer. But that has empowered the racism. And no wonder people of colour, are angry. Their president's encouraging it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's heartbreaking. You know, I'm not a fan of looting. Never really a fan of looting. But I get the anger. I get the anger. And, you know, I think the looting is a slight red herring. And also it's a lot of poor people. Suddenly they see an opportunity to get some bits and pieces they don't have. You know, I can't come on here and say, hey, I condone looting.
No.
But I can certainly understand why some of it is happening. And, you know, what can I say? I'm a white middle-aged dude in a really privileged position. Anything I say is going to sound patronising. It sucks. And we're not that far away from them in this country, unfortunately.
No, we are not, definitely not. No. What I think a good first step along the way is some, you know, considered leadership, and that with a capital L. And I'm afraid to say, in my opinion, is that that's woefully absent both here and in the States. And humility, and I say that on all sides. Not just, you know, from Caucasians to BAME. Everyone must come to the table and understand that, you know, We are one. We are connected. And, you know, we're all connected because we're all citizens of this earth.
Talk Radio.